HKX, mobile.
You don't say. Everybody watch out. Patrick's on the road. Again, just like Willie Nelson. Good afternoon, Patrick. N02R.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they'd parked away just like the Red Sea, that way I could get on through here. That'd be nice.
Trader's Gun Shop. Just stopped by on the back, way back from Aldi's. A CZ-22
clip-fin. After that, I hear those CZs are pretty good guns. Been hearing a lot about them lately.
From Kansas, Henry said. But, I gotta get out of this place. It's terrible to get out of this joint. And hang on a minute, Patrick. I gotta look out here at Wade Hampton. And, we'll come up with another one. What is that one, Bernice? Ruger Marksman's got a Picatinny rail on it. And a threaded barrel for a suppressor. And it's bolt action. That Ruger I got the other day, it just ain't worth a crap with a suppressor on it. And I just borrowed one to try it out and see if it'd work. And it hit 2 foot low with that suppressor on there. So I just, my buddy brought it over and let me use it a minute. And I just gave it back to him and said, that ain't going to work out. And it wouldn't shoot the subsonics at all. It jammed every time. But this guy came up with this Ruger instead of the CZ. And it's lighter. It's got a phenolic stock or whatever they're made out of nowadays, you know. And I can't really lift a heavy anything anymore. If it weighs 10 pounds, that's about it for the old man.
Rifle's pretty heavy. I don't want to be dragging one of those through the woods when I'm going hunting. So that's a good thing is it don't weigh that much. But yeah, I've never shot anything with a suppressor on it, so I don't know how a gun would react with that.
Well, Patrick, rifle barrels have a harmonic, and so they whip, in other words, especially high-powered rifles. Now, this is just 22, but even them, and when I stuck that thing on there at 35 yards, it hit 2 foot low. When I took the suppressor off, it was bullseye. So that'll give you an idea how much difference it can make. I was amazed. I'd never shot one before.
Quite a bit of difference. So, got to re-sight everything at that kind of drop.
Brand new rifle, too. And I just went to the wrong place. I went to Academy over at Spartanburg. And they're not the brightest stars in the constellation. Loused up the serial number or something and had to wait till they sent them an email back to the ATF and their feds or whoever it is. And it took a couple of hours just to get out of there and never again. These guys know what they're doing down here. But I just meant that I can't lift much over 10 pounds without hurting me. I could probably lift 20. But it'll hurt me the rest of the day. But the CZ, I looked up one time when Henry was telling me about it. I talked to him back in Kansas, and he's an old trapper and all, and knows his guns. And I looked it up, and it was between 8 and 9 pounds, and that's what that was the same weight as the rifle we carried in boot camp, an old 3A3. No, I wouldn't want to be dragging that around in the woods either, Patrick. That's too heavy. But this one here is a real light one. So down the line, I might look at picking one of those up.
Sounds like you got a plan. Didn't you go to the little place down there by the Little Caesars?
I don't know. It's out here towards Walmart and Taylor's.
Same place I was thinking about then. And did you go in Academy Sports over there this weekend?
Well, it's been a month or so ago, and like a dummy, I bought that. It's, I bet I ain't shot it 8 or 10 times. I don't know whether to keep it or sell it, because I have talked to you about that or sometime in person, but it's brand new, you know, the 1022. And it's got a suppressor or a flash suppressor on it, so you could put a silencer on it, but it just won't rack them. If you have a silencer and you're shooting anything but subsonic ammunition, it's worthless.
I said, I don't know much about them, never with a silencer, but the Ruger 1022 is usually a pretty good little gun. At least it used to be anyway. Who knows nowadays? And the reason I ask about Academy Sports is I was in there this weekend, and I was amazed at how empty the shelves were.
That idiot Harris coming in there, and she said she's going to, she said it verbally, she's going to try to take away all the assault weapons, and that she will by presidential, whatever they call it, you know, without even going through Congress, and then she'll try to repeal the Second Amendment, and that'll get all the guns, or she'll try to get a civil war is what she'll get. But at any rate, the Ruger 1022 is an excellent 22. I let my grandson shoot one this weekend out at the shooting range, and he shot an old nylon 66 also, and you probably never heard of those. But yeah, they're a fine gun. There's nothing wrong with them. But I imagine everybody's running out and hurrying up and buying theirs, you know. I just wanted one that had a threaded barrel, but I don't even own a silencer, but I know something about them. And someday I might. But they are $300 or $400 in addition to your rifle. And now once you sign them in, it's not going to miss by that 2 foot I was telling you about. It's just the idea. If you put one on there, the harmonics change and the point of impact changes. And so you're going to have to resight your scope. But anything that breaks the sound barrier, it's around 1,100 foot a second, you're going to get a crack. And the silencer's useless to you. You have to use subsonic ammunition in it, Patrick, to make it effective. It's effective. It's, you know, it's not the movies.
But I was in the Academy Sports there, and it wasn't just the guns and ammo that were lacking in supply. It was everything. I mean, the shoe rack was empty. I mean, it was... I noticed it right when I walked through the door. Let's put it that way. I mean, you could tell instantly, or I did.
With an idiot like that, I don't get it. It's just unbelievable the things that woman says she's going to do. give sex changes to all the guys in prison, you know, transgenders, and have the government pay for it. And, I mean, I just, it's unimaginable. I hope to God she don't make it, but anyway, I better get away from that. But the woman's nuts, so, and he's just as bad. Leave his town before he ever called in the National Guard up there, so he's another good one. Anyways, and lied about everything else he said. I think that the silencers are all right, but you do gotta shoot the slow ammunition with them. And that goes for anything. And this, I shot one the other day, and it was kind of a new caliber I wasn't familiar with, and well, it's been a couple of years ago. It's 30 caliber or something or other, and this kid had it, and somebody made him a silencer for it, and all you could hear was the action moving, just click, click, and that was it. with subsonic. But he put some, it wasn't a 30-40 Krang, dead burning. I was trying to think of the caliber. Real popular. It's a 300 blackout. But with subsonic, we just shot it over in the neighbor's yard there. He was visiting. It was totally silent, Patrick.
The 300 blackout, that it is good for that kind of operation. The subsonic, it performs real well with that.
Yeah, I did. I just, you know, shot it down in the timber just to say I shot one, because I'd never been around the blackouts or a newer cartridge than my old age. But I think they ought to allow them without having to go through the ATF and the tax stamp and all, because, Jiminy, think how many guys have lost their hearing that, back in my days, very few people wore hearing protection.
It was a cotton ball in their ears.
Yes, sir. Not far off. I didn't for a little while, and we were shooting 270 bench rest, and 22-250 and stuff like that. And some of the guys even had 7mm magnums. But in various other 06s, 308s, you name it. Everybody had one of everything. But, boy, it was hard on hearing. I'm lucky I still got fairly decent for my age, my hearing. Bernice, she doesn't. She has to wear hearing aids, but that's probably from listening to me holler.
That one. And, so, but how is Miss Bernice today? I haven't asked. I'm sorry about that, Miss Bernice.
Oh, I'm doing all right. Hope you are, too.
Good. Just trying to make my drive across town here. Heading out y'all's way.
Good, Patrick. You keep a heads up on that hurricane coming up. If the forecast and the track is right, they say, I don't know if it'll be here Thursday or Friday, but one of the two, and they're predicting 5.3 inches of rain and possibly 50 to 70 mile an hour winds. So you might want to keep a close eye on it and alter your route if necessary.
Yeah, I've been watching it so far, but like I say, I can't remember if it's Thursday or Friday it's supposed to get here. But if it's Friday, it won't matter to me.
Yeah. I think you said it was going to taper off by Friday night. Our kids got tickets to the Clemson game on Saturday, where they run down the hill and all. Their seats are right up by that, and they're real excited about that. Amy and Scott and Jordan's going. The older one's not. And I'd hate to see them get rained out for $400 worth of tickets.
Probably still have that football game if it's raining.
I just wonder if they'll get their butt kicked. They're playing Stanford. When I was in the Navy and Bernice and I were in California, Stanford was just up the road from where she worked at. And it was big back then.
Any clue? Quit watching football or any kind of sports years ago. When we got rid of the cable TV and just went to the subscription stuff online, I quit watching it.
You're just exactly like me. Let's go, mister. Yeah, it's been sitting there with your visiting with his old lady, and he gets upset because I honked at him in his BMW. He's privileged. But he did move finally. The light was going to turn red if he didn't. But if I go up early enough, like on a whatever night they play, I'll be sitting there in bed and listen to a little news, and I'll flip it back and forth to a ball game if it's the last 5, 6, 7 minutes. Seen some pretty good ones this weekend there in the last few minutes. One college game and one other one. But that's about the height of my football watching. And that's if there ain't anything better on, Patrick. Saturday night is Bow Bow Black Sheep and Tour of Duty and Combat.
This is a show I haven't heard about in a long time. Bow Bow Black Sheep. I used to watch that with my stepdad growing up.
Well, I've seen them all. I've been right up and sit on a F4U before up at Oshkosh and walked up to it and got my picture taken. Those are gold-wing, beautiful, one of my favorite aircraft. They're on 31.5 every Saturday night. Start at 6 o'clock, and there's usually two of them. And then it goes to Tour of Duty, which is Vietnam. And then there's two of those, and then it goes to Combat. And then there's one other. What's that last one called? You want to go downstairs or upstairs? Rat Patrol. I don't know if you ever heard of that one or not either. But those are all on 31.5 every Saturday. Set your cell phone to it.
I'll have to check them out. I hadn't seen those in a long time.
Decent movies.
That's for sure. The stuff nowadays, all the superhero stuff and all that, whatever. I could care less about it.
You're getting old-fashioned, redneck, narrow-minded like N0TR. Patrick, we got to slide some sand off of the back of the tailgate and unload groceries here. I don't know how much I spent today, but it wasn't cheap. Talk to you later, buddy. Nice hearing you. Okay. I'm getting a dry throat here. N0TR, clear on your final, Patrick.
I'm here, Miss Bernice. Have a good day. KO4HKX. Mobile.